trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now let us bow our heads while we pray.
现在我们祷告，请各位低头。
我们慈爱的天父上帝，我们很快乐领有这样的机会可以与你交往。我们发现你的道是很宝贵，因为你的道之中有安慰，有希望。求主带这样的安慰给每一位听众，也帮助他们从今天的课文里面可以得到你为他们预备的希望。我们这样祈求都是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Let us turn now to lesson 38.
现在我们翻到第三十八课。
Lesson 38.
第三十八课。
The subject of lesson 38 is the atoning work of Christ.
第三十八课的题目是基督所做的赎罪的工作。
Today we study the subject of the atonement.
在今天我们要研究赎罪的题目。
This is the center of the plan of salvation.
这乃是救赎计划的中心。
The work of the atonement is reconciliation.
赎罪的工作就是要造成和好。
Sin has brought estrangement between God and man.
罪恶使上帝与人隔离了。
The atoning work of Christ removes the obstacle of sin.
基督所做的赎罪的工作将这种罪的障碍除去。
And restores oneness.Between man and his maker.
就使世人与他的创造主之间再恢复合一。
Before sin entered this world,
在罪恶进入这世界之前,
man communed with God face to face.
世人与上帝可以面对面的交往。
After man sinned,
在人犯罪之后,
God said,
上帝说,
No man can see my face and live.
上帝说, 没有人可以看见我的面还能存活。
God is like a consuming fire.
上帝好像一个焚烧的烈火。
Nothing filthy can remain in his presence.
任何污秽的事物都不能在他的面前存在。
However, God provided a way of communion afterSin came.
但是在罪恶进入之后，上帝还为我们预备了一条交往的路。
God commanded Moses.
上帝吩咐摩西说，
And let them make me a sanctuary.
又当为我造圣所，
That I may dwell among them.
使我可以住在他们中间。
Exodus 25:8.
出埃及记二十五章八节。
This sanctuary.Was placed in the middle of the encampment of Israel.
这个圣所是放在以色列人营的中间。
There God met with his people.
上帝就在那个地方跟他的百姓会面。
The sanctuary had a first apartment.
这个圣墓是有两，有一个头一个部分。
And a second apartment.
有一个第二的部分。
In the first apartment was the candlestick.
在这头一个部分里头有灯台。
Which represented Christ, the light of the world.
是代表耶稣基督乃是世上的光。
There was a table of showbread,
也有陈设饼的桌子,
which represented Christ, the bread of life.
这是代表基督乃是生命的粮。
There was also the altar of incense,
在那个里头还有香坛,
which represented the prayers of the people,
是代表百姓所做的祈祷。
The first apartment was called the holy place.
头一个部分是称为圣所。
Beyond a veil was the second apartment.
在幔子的后面有第二部分。
Which was called the most holy place.
这个部分称为至圣所。
In the most holy place,
在这至圣所里头,
the Ark of the Covenant was located.
里头摆着约柜。
Under the mercy seat,
在这个施恩座的下面,
was the law of God.
放着上帝的律法。
The Ark represented God's throne.
这个约柜所代表的是上帝的宝座。
Where judgment and mercy are blended.
在那个地方公义和恩典相会。
The law represented the foundation of God's government.
律法是代表上帝政府的根基。
The priests officiated at the daily service.
祭司是主持每天的重事。
Their work was connected with the first apartment.
他们的工作是跟第一个部分有关系的。
And the outer court.
除此以外还有外院。
Where was located the altar of burnt offering,
在这个院子里头有祭坛,
and the laver,
还有洗桌盆。
Much of their work,
他们大部分的工作,
was to care for the sacrifices,
就是要处理那些个牺牲,
brought to the sanctuary by the people,
就是那些个人带到圣墓里头来的。
In Leviticus 4:27-31,
在利未记第四章二十七至三十一节
We see what the people needed to do to obtain pardon.
我们就可以看出来百姓如果要获得赦免必须要做什么事情。
And if any one of the common people sin,
民中若有人行了耶和华所吩咐不可行的什么事，
sin through ignorance,
误犯了罪。
While he doeth somewhat against any of the commandments of the Lord,
就是违背了上帝的命令。
Then he shall bring his offering,
他就必须要将他的祭物带来。
A kid of the goats,
是一个公山羊。
A female without blemish,
是一个没有残疾的母山羊为供物。
For his sin which he hath sinned,
叫为他的罪而带来。
And he shall lay his hand upon the head of the sin offering,
要按手在赎罪祭牲的头上。
And slay the sin offering in the place of the burnt offering,
在那宰燔祭牲的地方宰了。
And the priest shall take of the blood thereof with his finger,
祭司要用指头蘸些羊的血,
and put it upon the horns of the altar of burnt offering,
抹在燔祭坛的四角上。
And the priest shall make an atonement for him,
祭司必要为他赎罪。
And it shall be forgiven him,
他必蒙赦免。
Notice the steps in obtaining forgiveness.
请注意要获得赦免所要采取的步骤。
One,
第一个,
the sinner lays his hand on the head of the animal.
罪人要将他的手按在那个祭牲的头上。
And confesses his sin.
承认他的罪。
Two,
第二,
then he kills the animal.
他就要把这个祭牲宰了。
Three,
第三,
the priest takes the blood.
祭司就要蘸一点血,
and applies it to the horns of the altar,
抹在祭坛的四角上。
For,
第四,
forgiveness is received,
他就得到赦免。
In this ceremony,
在这个仪式之中,
all the sinner can do to obtain forgiveness is to confess his sin.
所有的罪人所必须要做的事情，就是要承认他的罪，就可以得到赦免。
The rest is cared for by the priest.
其他的事情都是由祭司来做的。
In this act,
这样做，
the priest represents Christ.
祭司所代表的就是基督。
Jesus is not only the lamb who is slain.
耶稣不仅是那被宰杀的羊羔。
He is also the priest who makes the application of his blood in behalf of those who believe.
他也是将他的血应用出来，实行出来，为那些个相信的人。
In the Old Testament sacrificial system,
在这个旧约时代献祭的制度之中，
aside from the daily services,
除了每天的献祭或程式之外，
there was the yearly day of atonement,
还有每年的赎罪日。
The details are described in Leviticus 16.
这个详细的情形是在利未记第16章已经形容了。
On this day, the high priest went into the most holy place.
在这一天，大祭司要到至圣所里头去。
To make atonement for himself.
要为他自己的罪，要赎罪。
And the entire congregation.
要为全体会众的罪而赎罪。
It was the annual day of reckoning.
这是每年一度的认罪的时期。
All who failed to confess their sins,
凡是没有承认罪的人，
before this time,
就是在这个时间以前，
were cut off from the camp of Israel.
在这个时候以前没有认罪的呢，他们就要被从以色列民间被剪除。
It was the most solemn day of the year.
这是一年之中最严肃的一天。
And is a type of the judgment.
也是象征所要行的审判。
This subject will be dealt with in greater detail later.
我们以后还要更详细的研究这个题目。
The earthly sanctuary.
世界上的圣墓。
And its services.
和其中的程式。
Were but a type of Christ's ministry. In behalf of sinners.
乃是象征耶稣基督为罪人所从事的工作。
Although the plan of salvation.
虽然这种救恩的计划。
Was laid from the beginning.
是在起初就已经定好了。
It was not ratified until the cross.
但是直到十字架的时候才真正的生效。
At the cross.
在十字架上的时候。
Christ made complete atonement for the human race.
耶稣基督为整个的世人做了完全的救赎。
The divine Lamb of God.
上帝的神圣的羔羊。
Shed his blood.
流出了他的血。
And opened a fountain for forgiveness and cleansing.
就开了赎罪洁净的泉源。
Since that time,
从那个时候起,
it is not necessary to use animal sacrifices.
就不需要再用牲畜来献祭了。
We come to Christ directly.
我们可以直接的到基督的面前,
asking for forgiveness.
祈求赦免。
Today, he is in heaven.
今天他正在天上,
making application of his blood.
正在应用他的血。
To those who have accepted the atonement he made on the cross.
这是应用在那些已经接受了他在十字架上所做之赎罪的牺牲的人。
For God so loved the world.
上帝爱世人。
That he gave his only begotten son.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That whosoever believeth in him.
将一切信他的。
Should not perish.
不至于灭亡。
But have everlasting life.
反得永生。
John 3:16.
约翰三章十六节。
Thank God for this marvelous act.
我们要为这一种奇妙的作为而感谢上帝。
Thank God that Jesus was willing to make atonement for us on the cross.
感谢上帝，因为基督愿意在十字架上为我们做这种赎罪的工作。
Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace.
所以我们就当坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前。
That we may receive mercy.
使我们可以蒙恩典。
And find grace to help.
得连续做随时的帮助。
In time of need. Hebrews 4:16.
希伯来书四章十六节。
We have 9 vocabulary words to lesson 38.
第三十八课我们一共有九个生字。
Number 1.
第一个。
Atonement.
赎罪。
Atonement. 2. Estrangement.
疏远。
Estrangement. 3. Obstacle.
障碍。
Obstacle. 4. Sanctuary.
圣所或者圣墓。
Sanctuary. 5. Encampment.
营房。
Encampment. 6. Blended.
混合。
Blended. 7. Forgiveness.
饶恕。
Forgiveness. 8. Reckoning.
算账。
Reckoning. 9. Ratified.
生效。
Ratified.Let us read this lesson, lesson 38, over once in English.
我们要用英文把三十八课再念一遍。
Lesson 38, The Atoning Work of Christ. Today we study the subject of the atonement. This is the center of the plan of salvation. The work of the atonement is reconciliation. Sin has brought estrangement between God and man. The atoning work of Christ removes the obstacle of sin and restores oneness between man and his Maker. Before sin entered this world, man communed with God face to face.After man sinned, God said, No man can see my face and live. God is like a consuming fire. Nothing filthy can remain in his presence. However, God provided a way of communion after sin came. God commanded Moses, And let them make me a sanctuary.That I may dwell among them. Exodus 25:8. This sanctuary was placed in the middle of the encampment of Israel. There God met with his people. The sanctuary had a first apartment and a second apartment. In the first apartment was the candlestick, which represented Christ, the light of the world. There was the table of showbread,which represented Christ, the bread of life. There was also the altar of incense, which represented the prayers of the people. The first apartment was called the holy place. Beyond a veil was the second apartment, which was called the most holy place. In the most holy place, the Ark of the Covenant was located.Under the mercy seat was the law of God. The ark represented God's throne, where judgment and mercy are blended. The law represented the foundation of God's government. The priests officiated at the daily service. Their work was connected with the first apartment and the outer court, where was located the altar of burnt offering and the laver.Much of their work was to care for the sacrifices brought to the sanctuary by the people. In Leviticus 4:27 to 31, we see what the people needed to do in to obtain pardon. And if any one of the common people sin through ignorance, while he doeth somewhat against any of the commandments of the Lord, then he shall bring his offering, a kid of the goats, a female without blemish, for his sin which he had sinned. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of the sin offering, and slay the sin offering in the place of the burnt offering. And the priest shall take of the blood thereof with his finger, and put it upon the horns of the altar of burnt offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for him, and it shall be forgiven him. Notice the steps in obtaining forgiveness. 1. The sinner lays his hand on the head of the animal and confesses his sin. 2. Then he kills the animal. 3. The priest takes the blood and applies it to the horns of the altar. 4. Forgiveness is received. In this ceremony, all the sinner can do to obtain forgiveness is to confess his sin. The rest is cared for by the priest. In this act, the priest represents Christ. Jesus is not only the Lamb who is slain, he is also the priest who makes the application of his blood in behalf of those who believe. In the Old Testament sacrificial system, aside from the daily services, there was the yearly Day of Atonement. The details are described in Leviticus 16. On this day, the high priest went into the most holy place to make atonement for himself and the entire congregation. It was the annual day of reckoning, and all who failed to confess their sins before this time were cut off from the camp of Israel. It was the most solemn day of the year, and is a type of the judgment. This subject will be dealt with in greater detail later. The earthly sanctuary and its services were but a type of Christ's ministry in behalf of sinners. Although the plan of salvation was laid from the beginning, it was not ratified until the cross. At the cross, Christ made complete atonement for the human race. The divine Lamb of God shed his blood and opened a fountain for forgiveness and cleansing. Since that time, it is not necessary to use animal sacrifice. We come to Christ directly, asking for forgiveness. Today, he is in heaven, making application of his blood to those who have accepted the atonement he made on the cross. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Thank God for this marvelous act. Thank God that Jesus was willing to make atonement for us on the cross. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We should thank our Heavenly Father for his marvelous atonement made possible through Jesus Christ our Lord. We believe that Christ's blood was shed in our behalf. Let us accept this sacrifice today, that his blood might make us clean and pure.
但愿他的血能够使我们成为清洁。
Are there any today who have not accepted Jesus as your personal Savior?
没哪一位今天还没有接受耶稣基督做个人救主的呢？
If you have been convicted, you should make this decision right now.
如果你受了感动，你应该在今天现在做这样的决定。
We would like to pray for you.
我们乐意为你而祷告。
Please send us your name and address.
你将你的姓名和住址写给我们。
May God bless you each one is my sincere prayer.
我祈求上帝与每一个人同在，我们再会。